Books tell stories that have the ability to inform as well as entertain readers. Books can also help connect people to others in their community. The annual University of Arkansas One Book, One Community project is designed to foster intellectual conversations among people throughout the community. Now in its third year, the project invites students and local residents to all read the same book and then participate in discussions and other related activities, as well as have the opportunity to meet and hear from the author. David Jolliffe, co-chairman of the One Book, One Community Committee, says the project can help connect students not only to their peers on campus, but also to others living in the Northwest Arkansas community.
I certainly know this is true on university campuses. I did this at my previous institution, DePaul, and then I've done it here at the University of Arkansas. And there's a real benefit on campus having, you know, a great many students having read the same book. On the campus level, you know, that means that the conversations between and among students can, you know, range beyond where are you from, what are you going to major in, what are you going to pledge. Have you read this book? There's a chance for them to have a kind of a common intellectual conversation. And I think the same idea extends to the community as well. For example, my wife last fall was sitting in a bookstore reading The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks, which was our selection for last fall. And a young University of Arkansas student whom she didn't know walked up to her and said, "Are you reading that book?" And my wife said, "Well, yes, I am." She says, "Well, I am too. What do you think about it?" And suddenly there was this conversation about the book and about the issues in it going on between a student whom my wife had never met before and my wife. And it produces a substantial opportunity for good, strong intellectual conversations in the whole community.
The previous two title selections were Luis Urrea's The Devil's Highway and Rebecca Skloot's The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks. In the past, the public was allowed to suggest any book for the project. This year, local residents may still suggest titles, but the books must fit the theme of creating and living in a sustainable world.
We're always looking for new ways to do two things. First of all, is to generate a wider range of what we call ancillary events, related events. When we have the Common Reading Program in the fall, we always try to surround it with panel discussions about the issues that are in place. We had performances of short plays about the issue this year. We're looking to maybe build in art displays, more student conversations, perhaps blogging of some sort or another. And we're also trying to be more thematically focused, I think, as we go forward this year. In the past 2 years, we've simply chosen the book that the committee recommended. This year we've had discussions in advance with folks about what sort of issues or themes or topics they thought would be relevant for the book, and then we decided we would move forward with this theme of creating and living in a sustainable world, and then have folks suggest books to us that would flesh out that theme. So we're kind of adding one more layer of public discussion in the selection process.
Other criteria for a suggested book is it must be nonfiction, no longer than about 300 pages, and it must have been written by a living author. Nominations should be submitted by February 18th. The book that will be used in this year's project will be selected by a steering committee, which is comprised of UA faculty members and students, as well as staff members of Mullins Library and the Fayetteville Public Library.
The committee is a very large committee. It's probably around 25 people. And what we do is we take all of the books that are suggested, and we basically dole out the titles to the people on the committee, and the people in the committee will read every book that is suggested that meets the minimal qualifications. In the press release, there are the criteria that the book has to meet. The most important one, I don't know whether it's the most important, the book does need to be nonfiction. The major users in this whole thing are the students who are in the first composition course at the University of Arkansas. And in that course, they do not read fiction. They read only nonfiction prose and write about it. So the book does need to be nonfiction. So what we'll do is we'll take a look at all of the books that are recommended that meet our criteria. We'll dole out those books among the members of the committee. We'll have committee members, perhaps two or three, reading the same book, bring their recommendations back to the committee. We'll reduce it to a short list of probably three or four, and then have a substantial discussion within the committee and try to announce our selection by March 1.
After just 2 years, Jolliffe says he feels as though the project has already accomplished its initial goals.
We've had two really good selections. Both of them have been widely read by a wide range of students. faculty, staff members, community members. We've had very good cooperation from the Fayetteville Public Library to try to encourage, who have tried to encourage people in their book clubs to read the book. We've had the speakers on campus, or the authors on campus both years to give talks, and both talks were very well received and stimulated a great deal of discussion. So I think the project has achieved what it was set out to do, and that's to stimulate common intellectual conversations in the campus and community.
Book nominations can be emailed to onebook.uark@gmail.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.